It's Monday, December 11th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian African Christians are accusing their government of only paying lip service to protecting churches, while violence against thousands of Christians continues at the hands of Muslim Fulani herdsmen, reports World Watch Monitor. At the end of last month, the Muslim herdmen attacked miners in the Rayum district of Plateau State who are mostly Christian, killing 4 of them. Pastor Solomon Dalyop has decried these attacks despite increased military presence in the area. Besides attacks from Islamic extremists, members of the occult group Badu killed 3 members of a church and a pastor in Lagos State last month. Occult members have also seriously injured Christians and sent death threats. Jesus said in Matthew 10:28, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Over 10,000 Vietnamese attended a prayer rally in the country's capital of Hanoi, led by evangelist Franklin Graham last Friday. Graham said it was unprecedented in size for the communist country in which Christians are facing increased persecution, according to Open Doors USA. Graham met with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Pham Binh Minh, who expressed gratitude for the work of Graham's ministry, Samaritan's Purse. Graham released a statement ahead of the prayer rally.
I'm Franklin Graham. Right now, I'm in Hanoi, Vietnam, where I'll be working with the local churches this weekend to preach and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. This is the 500th year of the Reformation. We're coming up on the Christmas season, and the churches asked that I would come and to share with the people of the North that God loves them, that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that he rose from the grave. And so pray for us as we come to Hanoi with the gospel. We're very grateful that the government has given us this permission, and we're looking forward to see what God does.
On Saturday, the Iraq Prime Minister declared his country has achieved final victory over the Islamic State, reports Reuters. This came 2 days after the Russian military announced they had defeated ISIS in neighboring Syria. At its height, ISIS held parts of Iraq and Syria the size of West Virginia, with brutal rule over 8 million people and control over oil fields, agriculture, and large arsenals. With the Islamists now on the run, the Iraqi Prime Minister declared today a national holiday every year. Proverbs 29:2 declares, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when a wicked man rules, the people groan." British medical professionals who work in reproductive health are now free to object on moral grounds about prescribing abortifacient contraceptives, reports Christian Today. This comes after the Christian Medical Fellowship urged the country's Faculty of Sexual and Reproductive Health to change their professional diplomas to no longer require the ability to prescribe all forms of contraception. The faculty's president detailed the change last Thursday in the British Medical Journal. A global survey by Ipsos, with nearly 30,000 interviews over 38 countries, found many Western Europeans, among others, are apostatizing on basic Christian beliefs. For example, most people in Germany, Norway, Australia, Great Britain, Sweden, Denmark, Canada, France, Spain, Japan, and Belgium do not believe in heaven or hell. These results came in despite many in those countries claiming to believe in God. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment." The U.S. Justice Department is officially investigating the murder giant Planned Parenthood and other biomedical research companies over the sale of human tissue from babies. Last Thursday, the department requested documents from the Senate Judiciary Committee related to an investigation into the issue. Last month, the FBI also requested the unredacted documents from the committee. This comes over 2 years after David DeLeiden, with the Center for Medical Progress, released videos exposing Planned Parenthood's practices. May God bring justice on the lawless and bloodthirsty. After President Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord earlier this year, California Governor Jerry Brown criticized Trump in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes yesterday. He said, quote, "I don't think President Trump has a fear of the Lord, the fear of the wrath of God, which leads one to more humility. This is such a reckless disregard for the truth and for the existential consequences that can be unleashed, end quote. And now wildfires are raging across California since early December. In all, the state's 2017 wildfires have scorched over 500,000 acres, up from about 240,000 acres burned in fires last year. Meanwhile, Brown has approved legislation this year to allow gender-neutral bathrooms and to allow jail time in some cases for not using the preferred pronoun for someone pretending to be the other gender. Student-led prayer may continue now in the state of Texas following a lawsuit by the American Humanist Association against the Birdville Independent School District, reports One News Now. Back in March, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously in favor of the school to have student-led prayer before school board meetings. The Supreme Court recently denied an appeal by the humanist organization, upholding the lower court's ruling. Beverly Nelson, one of those who accused Senate hopeful Roy Moore of harassment, told ABC News recently she actually added notes to the high school yearbook inscription supposedly signed by and attributed to Moore as proof of their relationship. Moore has denied signing the yearbook or knowing Nelson at the time. Last Friday, President Trump called on voters to support Moore in tomorrow's election, and a poll released Saturday by Florida-based Gravis Marketing put Moore 4 points ahead of his opponent, Democrat Doug Jones. And finally, a Chinese girl named Katy Poehler, adopted by an American family in Michigan, got to reunite with her birth parents recently after 20 years. The Chinese parents gave their daughter up in hopes of her finding an adoptive family instead of having an abortion. But they left a note with Katy, saying, quote, "If God has sympathy for us and you care about us, let's meet on the broken ridge in 10 or 20 years, end quote. In God's providence, that meeting finally came. Katy said afterward, quote, "The love is almost overwhelming," end quote. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.